Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Heiko from Germany again. And today I'm going to make a podcast about the Korg AX3000G. The Korg AX3000G is basically a guitar multi-effect board. So just plug in your e-guitar and make some cool sounds out of it. Before we begin, let's skip through a little bit of sounds so that you'll get a little feeling about how this may sound. Okay, sure enough, this is not all about what the Korg AX3000G can do for us. This is just was just a very, very little part of it. So let's begin. First of all, the best news is that the AX3000G is very accessible to us. I came to this device through a previous bad example of multi-effect board. So I had a Zoom 505 for many years, and the only thing I could use it for it was just to use the standard effects that were built in. So I had no real chance to tweak the parameters, etc. Sure enough, one could learn all the menus and know, okay, now five times down and so on and so on. But of course this destroys any creativity that one has in its mind. So now this is not really very nice and helpful either. And so I decided it was time for searching a new effect board. And when I started searching, I asked a local dealer and he couldn't really help me either, but he said just look for bigger machines because people in music studios don't have the time to skip through menus and they also need to access those devices very easy. So this may help you. Maybe that you have to pay a bit more. And so I just scanned the web and found the Korg website. I read through the manual and decided this would be worth a try. I bought this device for almost 200 euro. The recommended price from Korg itself is around 300 euro, so nevertheless I made a good deal. And just gave it a try, and I was very happy for trying this out. Let's get to the description of the device. It is very big for a guitar effect board. So It's round about, this is just my antivirus program chatting a bit. Okay, the device is about, I think, 50 centimeters wide, about 20 deep. I think this is what I remember from the docs, and this, of course, may be the right right measurement. It feels a little bit like a little music keyboard. At the far end, it may be around 7 centimeters high, and the front a little bit lower because it's a little bit goes up when you feel a little behind. It is will be not very portable, so it's quite heavy, around about 2.5 kilo. So you will be able to put it in a backpack, but it's mainly meant to be a device on the floor. This big size has the big advantage that very, very many things on this device are handled through buttons and big big handles, big controls that we can feel easily. So let's start with a little description. On the front end, we have 5 big buttons by 5 big foot switches. From left to right, this are the buttons 1 through 4 for the program switches. So this device counts in 4 patches per bank. So one patch is just a setup of any parameter in this device, so any setting. And finally, these are 96 patches available, so this is a total of 24 banks, and per bank there are 4 patches, yes. The 5th button, so the big button on the very right side of those buttons, is a control button. We'll get to this in a moment. On the right edge of this device is a very, very big pedal. It's called the expression pedal, and it's really meant to use it with your foot and, for example, use it for playing a tremolo or just changing a value with a foot. And it is moving continuously, so it's no single clicks, it's just yes, moving. In the standard setting, this thing, it just does nothing, but this expression pedal can be assigned a specific function per patch. We'll get to this in a moment. Above those 5 buttons, we feel little LEDs. So if one has some sight left or some device for checking it, you may be able to scan these LEDs, but it will be, you know, really necessary. So that's what the front side. Now, just a bit more to the behind. This is the second row. It starts off with 2 round buttons, very easy to feel. The first of them is the step sequencer, the expression step sequencer, which I will explain later on. The next one is the tap tempo. So this is just to click in a specific speed, for example, for an echo or other things that one can tap in. To the right of this, there are 5 knobs, round knobs. They're very easy to feel, and now there comes some specific about this. They have a fixed, so you can turn them left and they'll stay in a specific position. And each knob has a very good feelable pointer. So you just, when you turn to the very left, you'll notice that this pointer is on 7 o'clock and you'll be able to turn this until it goes to 4 o'clock. These five knobs have the meaning for the five most important parameters for the effect you just selected. So they have no specific meaning, they have a meaning in the context of which effect is just active. We'll of course demonstrate this all in a moment. To the right of this, there are again two of those big foot switches. These are the bank down, the left one, and the bank up switch to the right of them. To the right, we have a vertical line of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 LEDs that are just left of the expression pedal. So they just show the position of the expression pedal. Now the third row, so the row most at the behind side. First of all, there are two rows with four buttons. And the buttons are as follows. The top left is the cabinet button, used to change the box model of the amplifier we're using. So when you turn, or when you switch to a specific amplifier, it is a corresponding box model chosen, but of course we can change it. So we just would press the cabinet button and then change the cabinet that is we're just using. So we're just gonna try it a little bit. Just play about. Push the cabinet button. And now it has changed a little bit. And now I play and will turn the left parameter knob. Press the cabinet button again. Very easy, isn't it? So the next button of this is called the program level button. One uses this to suppress some hissing noise. I think in this situation, yes, it's just hissing a little bit, so we can press it. Set the second button in the row. Then turn the parameter knob 4. And the hissing disappears, turned very left, and you should choose it so that it is no hissing when you play the guitar. So now we just assigned it, push the second, so the proc level button again, that's it, and I can keep on playing. So now the hissing is gone away. The setting is stored per patch, so for each patch you just can assign this function. The third button is the expression control button. This is used to assign the last changed parameter to the expression panel. To show this, I'll just choose an effect that has easy to change parameters. So this is a kind of chorus. There's a phaser. Yeah, okay. So I change a parameter, plus changing the speed. So, and after I've done this, I push and hold the expression control button. 1 second. Now, if I play and turn the expression pedal down, that was very slow. Push it down. So, now I just assigned the expression pedal in this patch, this is always per patch, to the speed of the failure. And I always could use something else for this parameter, for example, to the first one, expressing the deepness of the phaser. Push the expression control button again. And when I now change this, just can change another parameter. Very easy, isn't it? Okay, we'll get to the effects and how I change this effect and so on in a moment. The last button, the top right button, this 8th set, is the rename button. So we won't be able to use this on this device. So just notice it is the rename button. The button on the bottom left is the amplifier line in button. One can push this and turn the parameter knob 1 to change the setup to the connected amplifier. So this is made for connecting a guitar amplifier having specific meanings, and when you change this, you can adjust it to your connected guitar amplifier. The second button on the bottom row is a global key, the global button. This is used to set up some global parameters. I've not used it very much. I think the one of the parts where we need sighted help to set up the MIDI channel or other global parameters, for example, some volumes and so on. Oh, but it's not needed very much. The third button is the write button. Whenever we've made tweaks to a program and want to save this, we just press the write button twice. And the button on the bottom row on the very right is the exit tune button. The tuner, of course, is one of the parts of the device we cannot use because it's just shown visually. To the right of this buttons, there are 4 round buttons in a cross, so this is what where they seem to be. These are the arrow keys. So sometimes it's possible to change some parameters with the arrow keys. And these are the keys, well, the arrow keys for such things. Now, a little bit higher, there are five round buttons, a little bit apart. And these are the five turn on off buttons for the effect model, for the effect modules. The AXDRAW 3000G has five effect models in it, in the following direction. At first, one can attach an external effect board, external effect, for example, if you have a specific effect that you want to use. So this is a so-called insert effect. So with the first of the round buttons, you will turn on the insert loop, so that this the guitar signal is first of all running through this external effect. The second button is the pre-effect. So this is the, for example, an pickup simulation or simulation of acoustic guitars and so on. Third button is the amplifier and overdrive model effect. So for example, for specific amp simulations or distortion and so on. The next button is the modulation effect. So here are chorus, which else, phasers, and a couple of other modulation stuff, filters, random filters, and very cool, also a guitar synthesizer, you know, this effect model. Then second last button is the button for the delay. There are about 11 delays in this device, so there's different delays. And the last button is the reverb button. These buttons will turn the effect modes on and off. Behind those buttons are five big knobs, and they have somewhere red. It's called chicken head. You just will know what I mean. So these are with a very big kind of pointer about this. And with these knobs, you will, so each of these knobs is for the previously meant module, so pre-effect, amplifier, modulation, delay, and reverb. And you will change the selected effect on the specific effect module. So for example, when I turn now the second knob of this, I will change the amplifier model. This of course will reset our previous made cabinet model, what we just did to the very beginning of this. So now I'm going to play and turn this. And effect combinations, because it's very documented very clear in the manual, which is very good. And even it was a German manual I read, and it was not like those many automatically translated manuals, so it was very helpful. In fact, the only cited help I needed was telling me the previously mentioned buttons, so the capture of the buttons. I recorded them once, and from this point on I was able to go with this device on my own, and without being very nervous whether I have tuned the wrong menu and so on. So these are the five choose knobs for changing the different effects. At the behinds, at the rear panel, of course, there are the plugs. And from the right on, there's a plug at just the nose. Quite strange. But to the left of this is the power supply. So you get a power supply with this. This has no, this cannot be driven by a battery. The next one to the left of this is the guitar plug-in. And just to the left of this, we're just always talking about sitting real in front of it and feeling the backside. To the left of this is a, I think, 1/8 inch, so a small jack, which is for connecting, for example, a drum computer or MP3 player, something you just want to play along with this. So this is very easy. You'll control the input volume from the foreign device, so there's no very big trouble, and you just can't make very much wrong. Now there are two big jacks, and these are the send return channels for the external effect board. The next two plugs are for the left and right channel for the output signal. So this is sending symmetric signals on different channels, which is used in very many professional setups. Then there is a level knob, so you just can turn on or off the output level. A headphones jack, then two MIDI connectors. I just don't know which is out and in. And that was it. So this is the basic functionality or function of the unit. So what you just do is you choose one of the programs. It's just coming with previously set up program, but they're nice to begin from, but they're not so good that I think it's worth showing them. And then you can just play around with the effects, looking them up in the manual to know which of the five parameter knobs does what. Turn the effects modules on and off how you like it, and if you've done this, you can just push right. Cited people will be able to choose, for example, a different program number for writing. I think for us it's most easy to first to choose the program, the patch we want to change, and then do this and just push the right button twice. Yeah. The next feature, very cool for this unit, is the expression step sequencer. It previously explained that it is possible to just assign one of the parameters to the expression pedal. And now the functionality of this expression pedal can be automatically controlled by the expression step sequencer. The step sequencer does nothing else than just turning the knob or pushing the expression pedal for you. Of course, it's not really moving mechanically, it's done electronically. When you push the expression step sequencer, so this was the first button on the left of this parameter knobs, it is turned on, and then you can change the parameter of the sequence itself. So just let's make it, just make it, make a practical example of this. For example, let's choose Yeah, this is a kind of chorus. So now. This is of course again the speed. So after I change the speed, I push the expression control button. Now I check this that the expression pedal really controls the speed. Yes, it really does it. Now I push the expression step sequencer once. I just playing, and you hear the speed is changing. Okay, now let's tweak this. First of all, I'll turn the left, the parameter one, knob one, to the very left, because this changes the speed of the sequencer, and the leftmost side, the control for the steps in the sequence is given to our expression pedal. The second knob will change the smoothness, how this the steps are switch. So well, it's probably a very hard switch or a low switch. I just turn this smoothness knob to the very left, and now I'll also turn up the expression the sequence of speed. So now you hear it is changing rapidly, and now I'll turn the smoothness on to the very. I hope this can be heard a little bit. Okay, now the third parameter will control the step mode, so whether it's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 1, 2, 2, 1, 1, 2, 2, 1. In the manual there's a table for assigning all this stuff. We'll get to this in a moment. The fourth and fifth buttons will turn the step and the value for the step, but instead of using the fourth parameter knob, we will use our expression pedal. Just turn it very down, so this is the first step, and turn the volume button 5 to the very left, so to turn this speed off. And the really interesting thing about this is that we just always hear the feedback in real time. So now this is the first step. We just push down the expression button while playing. Now it's changed. We just can make a different assignment. Just another step. So it's just about 3 steps. just push very to the first. Always in a different value. Now we have tweaked this. This effect was a little bit unhandy for this demo. Maybe I'll make a different recording of this after this. So I think, but it's will be clear what it does, what this is about. Just pushing the ESS button again will turn it off for us. Yeah, besides choosing many combinations and playing around with this for a while, this is all one can really explain about this device. Very cool. There's a sound editor for the X3000G, and it is in many parts accessible. Interestingly, so what you do is you plug a MIDI cable between PC and this device, and when the program starts up, it'll pull in all the information, all the parameter settings, all the patches that you stored in the device. And from the point on, the program and your unit will be synchronized in real time. So we cannot rename the program on the device, but we can rename it in the software. This part is accessible. If we lost the position where we are, because the switching the banks up and down, we don't know which bank we are now, we can just choose the right position in the software, and we now know the device is now standing on, for example, bank 1, patch 1. So the patch numbers are no problem because we have the four buttons on the front row, but we cannot assure that we are on the right bank we want to be. Unless, of course, you know a specific sound from a specific bank that you stored there. We cannot change the parameters of the software for the effects, but we can just use the device itself, and it will store its values on the computer. So using this, you'll be able to make your tweaks, save the programs in your device, export them, save them on your PC, can change the exchange them with other AX3000 users, because there are websites where you can download patches for this device, and you can just push them into the device using this the software. It's a .NET software, and besides this parameter tweaking, which also may be possible when writing some JavaScript, but I think there's no need to. So we can name our patches, and we create it using the software. Save them, of course, to our device, so they are shown there also. And so we can do anything we want to do with this device. Maybe I'll attach a little bit of audio material to demonstrate some tweaks I made and some cool music stuff. The interesting about this podcast is that I have that I'm recording this parallel on two devices. On the PC, using my previously shown USB microphone and connected to this, the AX3000G, and just a Phoenix e-guitar. And my voice is now recorded from the Plexo Pocket PT1. And I'll have to mix this together in GoldWave. But this will be no trouble, because the USB mic is very good, but it is not possible to talk and record music on the same time without losing the stereo signals of the music, and just because some demos of this are very nice to hear in stereo, for example, the cabinet changing, I wanted to keep both these things. I'll synchronize those two audio files, which are recorded parallel together later on. So, finally, my email address. You can contact me, and I'll be happy, very glad about this. With Heiko, Heiko, at folkerts.de. I previously mentioned another email address in my previous podcast. This is all still valid. It was a WebDE address, but it is not so very sometimes it is not available and so on, you know what I mean. And so I just choose to use my my second email address, which is connected to a domain I bought, and there we don't know these reliability problems. Feel free to contact me. You'll be able to download the manual from Cork. I have to mention that Cork support didn't make any promises to me. I just asked them about how accessible this device would be, and I decided to buy it after reading the manual before they answered, they responded. But they said, we just know, you just should try it, so it is very fair not to say yes, it's very accessible, even though it is. No, I just answered them and told that the outcome was very good, and I'm very happy now, and I can really use my time and brain power to create sounds and not to remember manuals and menus and other things, just to handle this device. Okay, well, this will be all for now. As I said, I'll attach some audio materials at the end of this, just to show some, just to show how this device can sound. Bye for now. Okay, Blind Cool Tech. So as I promised, I will attach some sound examples from the AX3000G. The following session is a quite lengthy session, which I recorded in just one step. So you will want to skip a forward from time to time if it's getting boring. I decided to leave it this way because this shows in real time how easy the configuration can be. And so I think this gives a good feeling how one can play with a unit. So finally, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Finally, my email address is Heiko, Heiko, at folkerts.de. Bye for now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.